Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 7, knowledge of the absolute, text number 4. Bhumir apanalo vayu kammano bhuta eva cha ahankara iti ame bina prakritir ashtada. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these 8 constitute my separated material energies. Please repeat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these 8 constitute my separated material energies. Purport. The science of God analyzes the constitutional position of God and His diverse energies. Material nature is called Prakriti, or the energy of the Lord and His different Purusha incarnations, expansions, as described in the Sattvata Tantra. Vishnos tu trini rupani Purushakya yato vidu ekam tu mahatak shristri dvitiyam twananda samstitam tritiyam sarabhutastam tanirgyatva vimuchite. 4. Material creation. Lord Krishna's plenary expansion assumes 3 Vishnus. First one, Mahavishnu, creates the total material energy known as the Mahatattva. The second, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, enters into all the universes to create diversities in each of them. The third, Sharadakshaya Vishnu, is diffused as the all-pervading super soul in all the universes and is known as the Paramatma. He is present even within the atoms. Anyone who knows these 3 Vishnus can be liberated from material entanglement. This material world is a temporary manifestation of one of the energies of the Lord. All the activities of the material world are directed by these 3 Vishnu expansions of Lord Krishna. These Purushas are called incarnations. Generally, one who does not know the science of God, Krishna, assumes that this material world is for the enjoyment of the living entities, and that the living entities are the Purushas, the causes, controllers, and enjoyers of the material energy. According to Bhagavad Gita, this atheistic conclusion is false. In the verse under discussion, it is stated that Krishna is the original cause of the material manifestation. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this. The ingredients of the material manifestation are separated energies of the Lord. Even the Brahma Jyoti, which is the ultimate goal of the impersonalist, is a spiritual energy manifested in the spiritual sky. There are no spiritual diversities in the Brahma Jyoti as there are in the Vaikuntha Lokas. And the impersonalist accepts this Brahma Jyoti as the ultimate eternal goal. The Paramatma manifestation is also a temporary, all-pervasive aspect of the Sharadakshaya Vishnu. The Paramatma manifestation is not eternal in the spiritual world. Therefore, the factual absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is a complete energetic person, and he possesses different separated and internal energies. In the material energy, the principal manifestations are 8, as above mentioned. Out of these, the first 5 manifestations, namely earth, water, fire, air, and sky, are called the 5 gigantic creations, or the gross creations, within which the 5 sense objects are included. They are the manifestations of physical sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. Material science comprises these 10 items and nothing more. But the other three items, namely mind, intelligence, and false ego, are neglected by the materialists. Philosophers who deal with mental activities are also not perfectly acknowledged because they do not know that the ultimate source, Krishna, the false ego I am, and it is mine, which constitute the basic principle of material existence, includes 10 sense organs for material activities. Intelligence refers to the total material creation called the Mahatattva. Therefore, from the 8 separated energies of the Lord are manifested the 24 elements of the material world, which are the subject matter of Sankhya atheistic philosophy. They are originally offshoots from Krishna's energies and are separated from him. But atheistic Sankhya philosophers with a poor fund of knowledge do not know Krishna as the cause of all causes. The subject matter for discussion in the Sankhya philosophy is only the manifestation of the external energy of Krishna as described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumirapadalova yu kamuno buddhevacha ahankara iti ame bina prakati ashtita. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, all together these eight constitute my separated material energies. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamite Namane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shrinivadi Paskadhyade Sadharane. Sometimes people think that the philosophy in Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam is rather simplistic, that instead of dividing the world into over 100 elements, all they could do is figure out a clod of earth, some water, some fire and air, that these are the elements. Rather primitive. But actually the description is meant to give us some categories of discrimination. When we talk about earth, we're not just talking about a clod of earth that we can go out and dig up. It means that everything that's solid is considered to be earth, bhumi. And there are certain characteristics that earth has, as we've heard. It has smell, it has form, it has taste, it has touch, it has all the five elements, it has all the five sense perceptions. While on the other hand, for instance, if we start from ether, ether has none of the perceptions except ether carries sound. So within ether we can experience sound. When we come to air, air has also sound, but also has another quality of touch. With air, we can feel things. And then when we come to fire, fire has this quality of sight. We can see fire, we can hear fire, we can touch fire. And similarly, water has the quality of taste. With water, we can smell, or we can taste. We can hear, we can touch, we can hearing, touching, seeing, and also tasting. And then with earth, has all five sense perceptions. We have hearing, we have touching, we have seeing, we have tasting, and we have smelling. Because nowadays, in most parts in the world, you can also smell the water. But these qualities are actually found. Of course, you can smell fire, too, if it's burning wood, but it's actually the wood that you're smelling that's burning. So these five categories, just like within ether, you don't have any. Ether is the quality of material energy that allows things to be maintained within some kind of existence. It's the space that allows objects to be maintained within. While the quality of air has the quality of motion. Air is the power by which everything moves. Prabhupada said that actually there's no such thing as gravity. That gravity is actually what we see is air moving the planets in their orbits. For instance, if there is such a thing as gravity, then why do the clouds float in the air? They contain tons and millions of tons of water in them. So why is it they have millions of tons of water and yet they're floating in the air? If they would be if it was all due to weight and gravity would attract them, then they'd all fall to the earth. Similarly, if everything was just gravity, then why does a little pin, if you put a little pin in the water, it'll sink? It weighs practically nothing, but still it sinks into the water. But if you put a big elephant in the water, it weighs tons and yet it floats. So if gravity attracts, then why doesn't gravity attract the elephant and it only attracts the pin? It's actually air that moves things. Even in our body, we can hear the air moving things around. Who are the most powerful persons in the Mahabharata? Bhima. He's the son of who? Bayu. And who's his brother? Hanuman. So, because they have a lot of air, they know how to. They have power because of the air. And then we have fire, which is transforming things. Just like in our stomach, we have fire. Without fire in the stomach, Prabhupada says, Vaish, aham vaishnaro budva praninam deham ashritya pranapana samayuktva pachamnanam chatur vidam. I become the fire digestion. Actually, we have fire in our body. We're on fire. But the fire in the body is such that it doesn't burn. Of course, there are instances where people have spontaneously combusted. Did you know about that? Just out of nowhere, their body caught on fire and they burnt to ashes. Because there's fire in the body. Not very common. But it does happen sometimes. Just like Sati annihilated her body by the internal fire. So sometimes it just happens that people just burn to ashes. But that fire is mixed with water in the body. With liquid. And therefore that's why it doesn't burn. Unless the fire becomes more than the liquid, and then we get an ulcer. It burns through the stomach. But it's a very hot fire in the body. That's why we're able to digest things. So fire is there, which transforms things. We eat an apple, and it becomes our brain. Hopefully. Because our brain was original apples or other things. You know, if you actually had the vision, you'd see carrots and cucumbers in everyone's brain. Because it's all a transformation for the devotees. Otherwise, you'd see other things in other people's brains. But it was originally a carrot by the transformation of Agni in the body, the fire, then it gets transformed into the Mahabhutas, these five elements, which re-transform themselves into the different parts of our body. And then you have fire, and then we have water. So water is the quality of cohesion. Things stay together due to water. In the material world, it's known as, keeps everything together as affection. People stay together because of this. But ultimately it comes from water. Just like if you have flour and you don't have any water on it, in it, then it, you can't make any dough with it. Ever try to make a chapati without any water? Be quite difficult. That's one of the proofs that they never went to the moon planet. Do you know why? How that's a proof? Because in the moon planet, they took pictures of the astronauts' footprints. Isn't that right? But if there's no atmosphere on the moon planet, there can't be any water. And if there's no water, then how can you have footprints? It's like trying to make dough without water. It's not possible. If there's no water, all you would have is dust. You couldn't possibly have, you must have water in order to have footprints. Unless when the lotus foot of the astronaut touched the moon, it became so ecstatic. It produced water out of love for the astronaut. So water keeps things together, cohesion. And then you have earth. Earth is solid, which has solid matter, which is stable. So these five elements are general. Like most of the body that we have is liquid. And some portion of earth. And then you have some fire and air. And of course there's ether. So these are five elements. As the elements are within our, make up our body, so those same five elements make up the things outside of our body. Our body is made of the same thing that this chair is made out of, just in different proportions, that's all. And eventually we might become, who knows, we can leave our body, and then the body merges into the earth, and then it becomes a tree, and then they cut the tree, and who knows, this might be our grandmother for all we know. Grandmother made it to the temple finally. She's doing some service to the devotees. But grandmother's body, you know, eventually it's the same thing. This is earth, as water, as fire, as air, as ether in it, the same thing. So all the material nature, all the combinations and permutations of the material, gross and subtle material energies, are all the same. The difference is that the soul, as Prabhupada writes, he's not happy within a material body. The spiritual nature of the soul is manifest in his dissatisfaction with his limited state of material condition experience. Although our body is the same as the floor, but we never find the floor complaining. There's no protest. Why is everyone stepping on me? Why don't you clean your foot before you step on me? No one appreciates me. But I'm the only thing that people can stand on. So the floor doesn't protest. It has no consciousness because there's no soul in the floor. Therefore, it's completely satisfied being a floor. But we're not satisfied with our limited state of material condition experience, so that's the symptom of the soul. He wants, as Prabhupada said, the free light in the spirit. He wants not to be a temporary body. He wants to be eternal. He doesn't want any discomfort. He only wants comfort. He wants knowledge of how to be as comfortable as possible for as long as possible. But none of the material energy except for the soul, the material nature doesn't think like that because it doesn't think. So here Krishna is introducing the five elements and the five gross and three subtle elements, which is the field of activities for the self, the soul. And then he'll explain in the next verse that besides that, there is also a soul, and there's a supreme soul. It's going to be a short class. Any questions? Yes. Yes, I mean, just hearing about the five elements won't develop love of God. Oh, Earth, how I love you. Actually, when Gop Kumar was going through the elements, because he made it all the way up to Brahmaloka, he even became Brahma for some time. But then he heard from the Vedas about liberation. So he decided to seek liberation. And the first thing he did, he went through the elements. Because if you take a dot and you draw a line, something like 50 kilometers from that dot, the dot represents the internal space where all the planets are floating around. And the dot 50 kilometers away, the line 50 kilometers away represents the coverings of the universe. So this little space that we're in is insignificant compared to the coverings. But Gop Kumara, he went through the first covering, the earth covering. And there, he met these different deities and he went on and on and on. Finally, he got to the last covering. And the last covering was, Maya was there to greet him because everywhere he went, some goddess was there to greet him, and Maya was there to greet him. And Maya was sex personified. Maya, saying, come and stay here and enjoy with me forever. He decided not to, but that's material nature. Material nature is made in such a way as to distract us from the actual goal. It's all a imitation of Radha and Krishna. All these forms are just fashioned to look like Radha and Krishna. It's like dolls. And we actually think the dolls are real and we play around with them. But it's just a little doll that we're playing with. It's really not that much different from a doll or a model in a window shop decorated. One has a soul, the other doesn't have a soul, that's all. But the model is, in the shop is not that much different. Of course, if you cut the model, it probably won't bleed, but it doesn't need any medical insurance. But essentially, it's the same. Yes, but we hear about this just so we can understand that this material nature, which we're so much infatuated with, is just that made all those five elements. There's no reason to be so much enamored with the material energy. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Kijai. Srila Prabhupada, Kijai.